ఆత్మనాభీష్టం స్థాపితం జన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మయ్యం దదాతి సోపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగర శ్రీజుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగరూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగనా రఘునాథానితం తం సజీవం సాదుయితం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖానుతాంశ్చ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యః కృపాసింధుభైవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమావం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినేతి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది శ్రీ గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే. నారాయణం నమస్కృతం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తత జయ ముదిరేత్ ముఖం కరోతి వాచలం పంగులం హేతగిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీగురుదినతారిణం శ్రీ చైతన్యేశ్వరం. సో వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సెలబ్రేట్ రాధారాణి అపీరెన్స్ డే వెరీ సూన్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ రిగార్డ్ విల్ రీడ్ సంథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం రిలేటింగ్ టు శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి. ఇట్ ఇస్ క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 30 టెక్స్ట్ 28. ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. అనయారాధిత నూనాం భగవాన్ హరిరీశ్వర జత్న విహాయ గోవింద ప్రీతయం అనయద్రహ. సటన్లీ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ గోపి హ్యాస్ పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ వర్షిప్డ్ ది ఆల్ పవర్ఫుల్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ గోవింద సిన్స్ హీ వాజ్ సో ప్లీజ్డ్ విత్ హర్ దట్ హీ abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada has quoted here what Vishwanath Chakrabarti Pad has described, that different marks on lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Pad explains that the word Aradhita refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments the said Sukadev Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth. that he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy. And thus the word Aradhita is like rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce her great good fortune. Although the gopis spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Sri Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti quotes the following detailed description of Srimati Radharani's footprints as given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Sri Ujjala Nilamani. At the base of the large toe of her left foot is the mark of barley corn. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc is an umbrella. And below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toes. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner. And below the flag is a creeper together with a flower. At the base of her small toe is an elephant goad. And upon her heel is a half moon. Thus there are 11 marks on her left foot. At the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell, and below that is a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar. Below that an earring, and below the earring a spear. Although the base of the along the base of the second, third, fourth and small toes, the mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the hill is a fish. Thus altogether there are 19 distinguished marks on the sole of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Jai Srimati Radharani ki. So this is very nice to start to discuss anything about Srimati Radharani is to start meditating upon her lotus feet, the different marks she has on her lotus feet. As all of us know, as Srimati Radharani, the topic or subject matter of Srimati Radharani is very confidential subject matter. So much so that we are not allowed to discuss much about Radharani. So much so that we are not supposed to utter Radharani's name also. So confidential. But we have only chance once a year during Radharani's appearance, we have license, then we can talk about her. As one day we can chant Radharani ki jai, isn't that it? Barsana wale ki jai, nobody will stop us, okay, this special day. So we take advantage of Radharani's appearance, celebration. It is fact that Radharani is very confidential subject matter. That's why it is known as Veda Gopya. Even if Veda cannot glorify Srimati Radharani openly, it's in hidden form kept in the Veda, in Vedic literature. Srimati Radharani was not commonly so much known prior to appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not people used to know so much Radharani. What to speak of, it was not known to people. Till today also, even if it is known to people in India, if you'll go to South India, hardly you'll see any Radharani temple there. When you go to marketplace, so only Krishna is standing there, no Radharani next to him. Yeah, I have observed that. Like you go to Vrindavan, North India, Radha Krishna, but there only Krishna, till today also. There's no Radha Krishna, but only Iskon temple and Gaudiya Math, they will have Radha Krishna. So actually Radharani came to picture, means she became famous among the people only after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. That's our Acharya saying, Jadi Gaura Nahaito Tabaki Haito Kemane Dharitam De ରାଧାର ମହିମା ପ୍ରେମ ରସ ସୀମା ଜଗତେ ଜାନାତ କେ ଗୌରାଙ୍ଗ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଡୁ ନଟ୍ କମ୍ ହାଓ ଇଟ୍ ଉଡ୍ ବି ପସିବଲ୍ ଫର୍ ମି ଟୁ ସର୍ଭାଇଭ୍ କେମନେ ଧରିତମ୍ ଦେ ହୁ ଡ୍ ଇନଫର୍ମ ଟୁ ଦି ପିପୁଲ୍ ଦି ଏକ୍ସଟେଣ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମତୀ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ଲଭ୍ ଟୁୱାର୍ଡସ୍ କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣ ରାଧାର ମହିମା ପ୍ରେମରସ ସୀମା ଦି ଗ୍ରେଟନେସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ଲାଷ୍ଟ ଲିମିଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ହ୍ୱିଚ୍ ହାଜ୍ ବିନ୍ ଏକ୍ଜିବିଟେଡ୍ ଥ୍ରୁ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ହାଉ ପିପୁଲ୍ ଉଡ୍ କମ୍ ଟୁ ନୋ ଆବାଉଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ସୋ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱେ ୱି ସି ରାଧାରାଣୀ ସବଜେକ୍ଟ ମ୍ୟାଟର ଇଜ୍ ଭେରି କନ୍ଫିଡେନ୍ସିଆଲ୍ ଇନ୍ଫ୍ୟାକ୍ଟ ବିଫୋର୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଆପିୟରାନ୍ସ ଆଇ ହାଭ୍ ଡାଉଟ୍ ଇଫ୍ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଜୋନି ରାଧାରାଣୀ ଡେଇଟି ୱାଜ୍ ଦେର୍ ଇନ୍ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଡେଇଟିଜ୍ ଦ ଡିସ୍କଭର୍ଡ ବାଇ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀଜ୍ ଦେ ଫାଉଣ୍ଡ ଓନ୍ଲି କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣା ଡେଇଟି ଆଣ୍ଡ ଲେଟର୍ ଅନ୍ ପୁରୀ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଆଇ ହାଭ୍ ହାର୍ଡ ହି ସେଣ୍ଟ ଡିଫରେଣ୍ଟ ସେଟ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ଡେଇଟି ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱେର୍ କେପ୍ଟ ଦୋଜ୍ ଡେଇଟିଜ୍ ୱେର୍ କେପ୍ଟ ନେକ୍ସଟ ଅଲ୍ ଦି କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣ ମଦନ ମୋହନ ଗୋବିନ୍ଦ ଗୋପୀନାଥ ଅଲ୍ ଦିଜ୍ ଡେଇଟିଜ୍ ସିନ୍ଧୁ ସେ ଇଟ୍ସ ଟ୍ରୁ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ସବଜେକ୍ଟ ମ୍ୟାଟର ଇଜ୍ ଭେରି କନ୍ଫିଡେନ୍ସିଆଲ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହୁ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଗ୍ଲୋରିଫାଏ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ଓନ୍ଲି କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଡୁ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ରିଜିନ୍ ହ୍ୱାଇ ଲର୍ଡ କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣ ହିମ୍ସେଲ୍ଫ ହି କେମ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ମହାପ୍ରଭୁ ଟୁ ଇନଫର୍ମ ଦି ପିପୁଲ୍ ଇନ୍ ଜେନେରାଲ୍ ଦି ଗ୍ଲୋରିଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମତୀ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆଜ୍ ୱି ସି ଇନ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ୱି ଆର୍ ଫଲୋଅର୍ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ ବଟ୍ ପିପୁଲ୍ ସମଟାଇମ୍ ଦେ ଆସ୍କ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଟକିଂ ସୋ ମଚ୍ ଅବାଉଟ୍ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ବଟ୍ ଇଭିନ୍ ଇଫ୍ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ନେମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଦେୟାର୍ ଇନ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ ସୋ ହ୍ୱାଇ ୱି ଆର୍ ଗ୍ଲୋରିଫାଇଂ ସୋ ମଚ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମତୀ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ସୋ ହିଅର୍ ବିଶ୍ୱନାଥ ଚକ୍ରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଏକ୍ସପ୍ଲେନିଂ ଅର୍ ଆଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଇଜ୍ ଏକ୍ସପ୍ଲେନିଂ ଦଟ୍ ହ୍ୱାଇ ଦିସ୍ ନେମ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମତୀ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ମେନ୍ସନ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ ଦଟ୍ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ସୁଖଦେବ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ ୱାଜ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବିଂ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ ସୋ ହି ଡିଡ୍ ନଟ୍ ମେନ୍ସନ୍ ନୋଇଙ୍ଗଲି ଦି ନେମ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମତୀ ରାଧାରାଣୀ that if he would pronounce this name of Srimati Radharani, then he would get so much ecstasy, his throat would get choked up, so he would not be able to explain any more Srimati Bhagavatam, Srimati Bhagavatam would remain incomplete. So he tried his best not to mention the name of Srimati Radharani. Sanatana Goswami explaining that Sukadeva Goswami he was describing Srimad Bhagavatam from Srishti Tattva, creation. Atra Sarga Visarga Sthana Posana Utaya Manvantara Isanu Katha, one after another. Then when he is about to start the pastimes, describing the pastimes of Krishna, then all the gopis and sakhis, they appeared within his heart, Sukadeva Goswami's heart. And they requested Sukadeva Goswami, please, please, don't tell about our pastimes with Krishna. Because they are all karmi, jnani, yogis, everybody. And Sukadeva Goswami is describing, speaking Bhagavatam to Parikita Maharaj, all kinds of people are there. And especially all elderly people are there also. So all the gopis that appeared within the heart of Sukadeva Goswami and requested, please, don't describe our pastimes with Krishna. Because all elderly people are there, will feel very shy if this is described. Then Sukadeva Goswami thought, what? That is the whole purpose I am here. But if people will not hear the sweet pastimes of gopis with Krishna, there is no perfection in their life. The whole purpose of why I am here to inform the highest truth to the people in general. So Sukadeva Goswami was very determined, I have to tell. Then all the gopis said, if you are so determined to tell, then at least don't tell our name. You tell the pastimes, but don't mention our name. You will feel too embarrassed. So all elderly people are sitting here. So Sukadeva Goswami has tried his best. I will not tell any gopi's name. But even if he is trying his best, at one point, indirectly, unknowingly, unwillingly, some or other he mentioned one gopi's name. Through description of this verse, when Krishna, he left the Ras Mandal, Ras Lila pastimes with Radharani. So all the gopis, they're searching for Krishna. And they're searching through the footprints of Krishna. So when they're searching footprints of Krishna, then they saw next to footprint of Krishna, there is a small footprint of somebody else. So they realized that Krishna has left this place with some particular gopi to exclusively receive service from her. So who is that fortunate gopi? That Krishna left all of us? So many gopis, how many gopis were there, you know, in Saratras? How many? Any of you know? How many gopis? Sata koti gopis, 100 crores. In English, how much is there, Gauranga, Prabhu? 100 crore will be some million or billion, at least billion. 100 crore gopis were there. So they are thinking, that is, who is this fortunate lady? We are 100 crore gopis sitting here. And Krishna left all of us. And just see how attractive Radharani must be to attract Krishna. I was telling this morning in Radha Giridhar temple that how beautiful Krishna Radharani is. Prabhupada explaining that the most beautiful lady on this earthly planet, in this world. What do you call her? The most beautiful lady of the year? Huh? Miss World? They should call it Miss World, but they call it Miss Universe. I don't know why they call it Miss Universe. Do they know what universe means? They say Miss Universe. But Prabhupada saying this Miss Universe, the most beautiful lady of this earthly planet, if you compare her beauty to the beauty of heavenly ladies, apsaras, then our Miss Universe will look like a frog in comparison to their beauty. Yeah, Prabhupada saying in his purport, that is beauty. Prabhupada trying to give the beauty, how beautiful, attractive. So then Prabhupada saying, if you compare to the beauty of the heavenly ladies, the beauty of Vaikuntha Lakshmis, the Lakshmis are 1,000 times more beautiful than these heavenly ladies. And the gopis of Golok Vrindavan, they are much more beautiful than Lakshmi. Just meditate and see how beautiful they could be. And just imagine such a beautiful lady will descend to this earthly planet. What will happen? What will happen to people? Can you imagine what will happen? Who can imagine? What will happen? Everyone will faint. Cannot digest it. And Radharani, they're saying, that beautiful ladies, not one or two, there are only 1 billion such ladies. Once Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was giving class, he was telling that the cause why you are in this material world is you are very envious of others. That is the root cause. You know? It's very common things. Our pleasure is being envious of others. Why he has so much, no, like that. Actually, we do not enjoy how much I have. We don't enjoy with that. How much less others they have, that is what we enjoy. So Maharaj telling that why are we envious? Why are we envious of others? Because we are envious of Krishna. Originally we are envious of Krishna. Then Maharaj saying, who can resist not to be envious of Krishna? It's very difficult not to be envious of Krishna. Just imagine, 1 billion such beautiful ladies and surrounded by one boy only there sitting. Only one boy. And all 1 billion ladies looking at the boy without blinking their eyes like this. If you go over there and see like this, how can you resist not to be envious? You must be envious. So Maharaj is telling, just imagine, how much free from envious we have to be there. It's a hard struggle.
It's not so easy. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy, go back to Godhead. It's not that easy. It is not that easy. He is sitting there with 1 billion ladies looking at him. Can you tolerate that? Then only you can enter that realm. Otherwise you can't enter that realm. So the gopis, they are surprised to see the good fortune of this particular lady. You can imagine from this. How fortunate is this? Here he is saying, Pritajam anayat raha. He is so pleased. Krishna was so pleased. He exclusively took her to a solitary place. Anaya, so they are discussing, Anaya aradhita nonam. This particular lady, Gopi, Anaya, means by her, he must been worshipped very intensely, aradhana, very perfectly. She must be worshipping very perfectly. So they look the lotus feet of that lady, but they don't understand whose lotus feet is this. But some of them they understand. Lalita, Visakha, because they know the marks on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. They could understand who this lady is, but they kept quiet. They did not say anything. And others, they do not know. So they are feeling, who is this? Anaya radhita nunam bhagavan haririshwara, so that that na bihaya. Govinda has left us behind. 1 billion gopis left us behind. So through this verse, Sukadeva Goswami, indirectly, he mentioned the name of Radharani, Anaya aradhita. So Radharani name is derived from this word, aradhana. Aradhana, radha sabda. What comes from there. And also her name is Radharani because she appeared in Anuradha Nakshatra. Her appearance was in Anuradha Nakshatra. That is her name is Radharani. And another reason why her name is Radharani, in this regard I will tell you how Radharani appeared in spiritual world. One Krishna, he was sitting there in Rasamandal, alone, in solitary place. But Krishna wanted to enjoy. He wanted to enjoy. But Shruti is saying, Ekaki sana ramyate. Alone you cannot enjoy. You need a second to enjoy. Yeah? Alone you cannot enjoy. But does that happen to Parambrahma also? He is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. Why does he need second to enjoy? He is self-satisfied. Atmara means self-satisfied. Self-satisfied means they enjoy themselves from within. They don't need another one. They don't need second to enjoy. In our, we are not Atmaram. We don't feel happy or nice. We don't feel happy. We sit like this. Somebody brings a nice rasgola. Wow, we feel very happy. Because we are Rasgola Ram, we are not Atma Ram. See, in our case, we need somebody. We need something else. We are not self-satisfied. But Bhagavan is self-satisfied. Atma Ram. But somebody will argue, why he needs another things? And Shruti is saying, supporting this, Ekaki sana ramyate, alone he cannot enjoy. So alone we cannot enjoy, alone he cannot enjoy. He needs a second, we need a second. Then what is the difference between the living entity, soul or Bhagavan? The difference is, Srimati Radharani is not second to Krishna. Srimati Radharani is non-different from Krishna. Srimati Radharani is Swarup Shakti of Krishna. She is there in his Swarup. She is not an external energy. She is Swarup Shakti. The Swarup Shakti has two aspects, one Murta, another is Amurta. Amurta means unmanifested form. The energy is there within Krishna in unmanifested form. That is called Amurta. As all of you know, Swarup Shakti, three varieties. That is Sandhini Shakti, Samit Shakti and Hradini Shakti. The Hardini Shakti means that pleasure-giving potency, that special potency, Swarup Shakti, that aspects of the Swarup Shakti, which is within Krishna, that gives pleasure to Krishna, and that helps to the devotees for developing that devotion, bhakti poshan. She does poshan means she helps devotee to develop the bhakti. The two business that Aladini Shakti has. Sandhini Shakti also. Sandhini Shakti means ever-existential potency. Krishna existing eternally. By whose potency? By the potency, by the help of this potency is his own potency, Swarup Shakti, that is Sandhini Shakti. Who can carry Parambrahma? So this, just like a transformation of this Hladini Shakti is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani transforms, Aladini Shakti transforms to Srimati, that is the form of Srimati Radharani, the Murta. In Amurta form, that energy is there within the body. As you know from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Adho Shraddha, the Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, then Prema. Prema is the topmost level. Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami very nicely explaining about this Radharani. But Prema has different degree of Prema. Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, Raga, Anuraga, Bhava, Mahabhava. And there it has been mentioned, Mahabhava Swarupini Radha Thakurani. What is this Radha Thakurani? It is the transformation of Prema. The Prema in manifested form. That's why also Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Radha, Krishna, Pranaya, Vikriti, Hladini, Shakti, Rasmat, Radha. Who is this Radha? Na Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Radhini Shakti Rasmat. Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Radharani is the transformation of Krishna Prema. How to understand this transformation? As you know, energy transforms from one to another form. Isn't it? Water transforms to cloud. Steam and cloud. Then cloud transform to rain, water. Water transform to barf, ice. In one stage, you can't see. Water evaporates, you can't see. Cloud you can see little better. Water you can see little better. Then solid form, the ice. Just to understand how energy transforms from amurta to murta. So this prema also transforms. That prema transforms just like from milk you get yogurt, yogurt to butter, butter to ghee. The ghee, the transformation of milk. The same as Srimati Radharani is non-different from Krishna. Radha, Krishna, Pranaya Vikriti, Hladini Shakti Rasmat, Ekatmanavapi Bhuvipura, Deha Bhedam Gatoto, Ek Atma. Radha, Krishna, one. But Bhuvipura, Deha Bhedam Gatoto, from time immemorial, they have accepted two separate body. So that day, whose day, and how it could exist, because eternally they are there, but still the Vedic literature describes. One day in Rasa Mandal, Sri Krishna Bhagavan was sitting there lonely, and ekakina ramyate. As I explained to you, alone he does not enjoy, but he enjoy through his Swarup Shakti. He is not depending like us upon something else. So thus, his Atmaram nature is justified, because he is doing whatever his ever-existential potency, pleasure-being potency, or Samit Shakti, all cognizance potency, that he no need to read books, see television, radio, newspaper to understand things. He knows everything is there, his own potency. So he wants to enjoy, not like us. So when he meditates, he thinks, oh, I should enjoy. Then immediately, that pleasure-giving potency which is there within his body in unmanifested form, that manifests. So Shastra says, Bhagavan was sitting, and very beautiful Devi appeared from Krishna's left side. So Radharani is not an ordinary lady. We are telling that we should not discuss about Radharani. But if you don't discuss, what is the people's concept of Radharani? Forget about other community, Muslim, Christian people. Even Hindus also joking, making joke about Radharani. Understanding the relationship, Radha Krishna's relationship, and Radharani married to Abhimanyu. What is material world relationship with Radharani and Krishna, you know? Who was Radharani to Krishna? Any of you know? Gauranga Prabhu? Radharani is the auntie of Krishna. Abhiman is the uncle of Krishna. And people talk. No? What is going on? That's why when you try to understand the absolute truth, there's two kinds of consideration. One is apata vichar. Another is tattva vichar. People, they do apata vichar, the external consideration. But Krishna is saying, janma karma chame dibbam evam jobite tattvataha. The consideration about the absolute truth should not be apata vichar, rather should be tattva vichar. And if people in general, they do not know what is the truth behind this, behind Krishna or behind Radharani, how can we justify the relationship? A very extreme relationship. Just imagine to other community people, we'll tell about our Bhagavan. Who is your Bhagavan? Krishna is our Bhagavan. What your Bhagavan is doing? Oh, our Bhagavan is grazing cow whole day. So Bhagavan is grazing cow, that is what he is doing. Yes, our Bhagavan is very intelligent. Because he picked up a service. It's so easy, so simple. He has to go for stress management there anymore. See, very intelligent, you know. He gave a Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar, you do all this job. Let me go for grazing cows. And Brajavasis, they say, why Krishna picked up, there could be so many things to do for him. He's Bhagavan. Why picked up a service to go forest to graze, for grazing the cows? And they say, he picked up this job so that whole day he can escape from the house and play around with the gopis. Very easy place to play around with the gopis. Okay, first of all, his job is very interesting. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the topmost person. In Bengal, they consider the cowherd people, they consider them as the most less intelligent people in Bengal. Yeah. They see the cowherd people, when they become 8 years old, they get some intelligence. And they are, even if anywhere in India, whom you send for grazing the cows, most less intelligent, useless people, okay, you go for grazing the cows. The interesting thing is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he chewed that service. So because he can go meet with the gopis. Then you tell, oh, Krishna is your Bhagavan, he's stealing butter, and he's going with others, lady in the midnight, dancing. How can they digest this? It's too much for them to digest. So that's why they have to understand. What is this Krishna? What is this Radharani? We have to justify their loving relationship. What is the greatness of their loving relationship? If it is not clear to people, they will carry within themselves this impression. What is going on there? No? Even if they are devotee of Krishna, even if they are Hindu, they carry within the corner of the world. What is going on there? So that's why our acharyas, they have tried their best, liberal best, how to justify all these transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, you have to understand, Radharani is not just a common, ordinary lady. She is not an ordinary lady. What she is? She is very special lady. No, she is not a special lady also. She is not an ordinary lady. She is not a special lady. She is not an ordinary Devi. We have to understand, she is pleasure-giving potency of Krishna, and who has taken a form like this, like Srimati Radharani. So when Krishna Bhagavan, he is meditating and thinking that I should enjoy. Immediately, bhubi bhura dehabhedam gatau tau, two forms manifested. From his left side, Radharani manifested, sitting next to Krishna. And as soon as she appeared, immediately she ran from Krishna. And she ran to the garden to pluck some flower to offer under the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So that is the appearance of Srimati Radharani. The original appearance of Radharani in Golok Vrindavan. Because she appeared in Rasa Mandala. Her name is Radha. One reason I told you, from Aradhana her name is Radha. Another reason is in Anuradha Nakshatra she appeared. That's her name is Radha. And another reason her name is Radha, because she appeared in Rasa Mandala Ra. Then she ran very quickly, she was running very fast. In Sanskrit, running means dhabamana. Because she was dhabita, she was dhabamana. So that's her name is Radha, who appeared in Rasa Mandala. And she was dhabamana, running to pluck flower to serve Krishna, offer to Krishna. That's her name is Radharani. So in brief, I told you the truth behind Radharani, what she is. She's just not some lady that what the people think. And how to justify their activities? As we know, which is not so common among all the Hindus, which is not so common among all the transcendentalists like jnanis, karmis, jnanis, yogis, which is not so common among the Vaishnavas also, exclusively the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Vaishnavas, they don't understand, normal Vaishnavas, exclusively for the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya jaya jolarasa sarvarasa sar, parakya bhave jaha brajate prachar. That is the topmost ideology of Gaudiya Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy. That jaya jaya jolarasa sarvarasa sar, the rasa. Bhakti was there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not bring bhakti newly, though we say, anarpita charing chirat karunaya avatinna kalau samarpaitum urnata ujjalarasa swabhakti siriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give a bhakti urnata ujjalarasa swabhakti siriyam bhakti sampad. But it is not like that bhakti was not given before. Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbark, all great Vaishnava acharyas, they preached of bhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give a special bhakti. What is that special bhakti? What is the speciality of Mahaprabhu's bhakti? The speciality of bhakti is, bhakti only can make us understand who is God. Isn't it? By karma we cannot understand God. By jnana we cannot understand God. By yoga we cannot understand God. That is, Shruti says, bhakti hi enam darsayati. Bhakti can make us to see him, to understand him. Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyatu ananya sakya. Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamang abhijanati. By bhakti we understand God as God. So that was bhakti. That was given for all the time. This bhakti was given by which bhakti you understand God as God. But Mahaprabhu gave a bhakti which was never given before. What is the special of this bhakti? If always the purpose of bhakti is to understand God as God, and all previous acharyas they have given bhakti by which you understand God as God, but Mahaprabhu gave a special bhakti by which, what is the special of this bhakti? The bhakti Mahaprabhu gave, the specialty of this bhakti is you will not understand God as God. That is specialty of Mahaprabhu's bhakti. that you come to such a higher level of bhakti, you don't recognize God as God. The demons, they don't recognize God as God. Demons, they know Krishna is God. They don't know Krishna is God. Pure devotees of Brajavasis, they know Krishna is God. They don't know Krishna is God. Krishna knows that he is God. Does he know? He also doesn't know he is their God. But still he is God. This is speciality. So Mahaprabhu came to give a bhakti by which bhakti we will not understand God as God. So that is Braja Bhakti. The devotion of Brajavasis. And bhakti was given before, but when Mahaprabhu came, Rupa Goswami came. What bhakti Mahaprabhu gave? Bhakti was given before. But Mahaprabhu gave prema bhakti. Mahaprabhu gave prema bhakti. What is the speciality of this prema bhakti? In India we have so many temples. People are doing bhakti. People are going to the temples. So why ISKCON has to build more temples? So many temples are there. Thousands of people going. So Bhagavan is there, Bhagavan is there in ISKCON temple. So what is the difference between two Bhagavan? Is there any difference? There's a big difference. People of all, they go to other temples. Why people they go to the temples? Bhagavan, please give me something, please give me something. In other temples, all other temples, thousands of people going, Bhagavan is there, he's Denewala Bhagavan. He'll give to people. But ISKCON Bhagavan is not Denewala Bhagavan, he's Lenewala Bhagavan. So that is the difference. Bhakti was there by which bhakti people try to get. But Braja Bhakti is different. Braja Bhakti is not to get, is to give. You understand? This is prema bhakti. This is rasa. Rasa was, Rupa Goswami added rasa to bhakti. So that's the speciality. Then, jaya jaya jola rasa sarva rasa sar. Among all these rasas, relationship or mellows that living entity is enjoying with Krishna. So our philosophy is whole based on this mellow. The speciality of Brahma Madhyak Buddha Sampradaya is on mellow. That's how our acharyas they refer mostly to the verses from Shruti. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatin, Vidhing Bina, Aikantika, Haridhakti, Utpata, Ivakalpate, we say no. Everything has to be in the line of Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra. But whatever quotes you give from Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra is not authentic. They are not authentic. Unless they go in the line of Shruti, unless they are supported by Shruti, the Smriti, Purana, Pancharatik is not bona fide. They have to be supported by Shruti. That is our acharyas, they always take verse from Shruti, where Rasa Vahisaha, Shruti said the Param Brahma is made up of Rasa, made up of mellows, Rasa Vahisaha. He is made up of mellow, he enjoys mellow, and makes living entities to enjoy this rasa. So that is living entity. Rasam hi eva ayam labdhva anandi bhavati. Ayam means the spirit soul living entity. Rasam hi eva ayam labdhva. When they achieve the rasa vahisaha Krishna, the anandi bhavati, they derive pleasure. So that is there originally. The original mechanism is there. How the living entity enjoy, how this absolute truth Parambrahma enjoy, the prema, who has the prema? Who can give, who has the prema? Who has the prema? Who can give prema? Who has prema? The living entity, we have prema. Living entity has prema. And Krishna has sweetness. There is always exchange between Krishna and the living entities. Krishna enjoy. What he enjoy? He enjoy from the love of the living entities. And he reciprocates. How he reciprocates? He gives the sweetness to the living entities. In this way, Krishna has a specific relationship with each and every individual living entities, either in the Santa or Dasya or Sakya or Vatsalya or Madhur Ras. As you know, in a neutral position, if you consider, then Madhur Rasa is the highest. That relationship of the living entity with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the highest. But within Madhur Rasa, the highest is Parakya Rasa. You know what is Parakya Rasa? How many of you know what is Parakya Rasa? I'll reveal you one confidential subject matter. There's two words, the Parakya and Shokya. Shokya means that somebody, he has his wife and he has a regular relationship with wife. Shokya. Parakya means he has a relationship with other ladies. That is the Parakya. And that is the highest thing in the spiritual world. What kind of thing is this? The most abominable. Isn't it? How can you present to the people in general? This is what going on there. This is what your Krishna is doing. Most abominable things. To dance with others, ladies, in the middle of the night. How to speak of stealing other things. All those things are there. No. All those things are there. The topmost thing is there also. That is the topmost thing there. And Prabhupada explaining, yes. It is there. It is there. But we have to understand in proper perspective. As Krishna in Bhagavad Gita saying, this morning I am going all these philosophical things before we enter into the pastimes of Srimati Radharani. So we have clear understanding. What is all this business going on here? So we have some clear concept about this. At least philosophical concept. At least philosophical concept. So Prabhupada is saying, like in Bhagavad Gita, you know, there is a description of one tree. The tree, root goes upwards and branches goes downwards. You have such tree in Chowpatty and Mumbai? The branches are downwards, root upwards. No? Have you seen? No? You can see if you go to a lake, the tree, the reflection is there. The branches go downwards. Isn't it? So Prabhupada explaining that in 15th chapter Krishna has explained that also. This material world is perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So spiritual world, what is the top? Topmost material world will be the most bottom one. So spiritual world, what is most glorified? Material world, that is most abominable. So spiritual world, Parakya Rasa, is the topmost things. And here is the most abominable thing. Why? There is most topmost. Why it is abominable here? For Krishna is the topmost. He can do. Because every living entity is his energy. But we are enjoying with other things. They are not my energy to enjoy. The Prabhupada is saying, the boys in India, they say, they have loving relationship with the girls. You know? Sometimes the guardians get, hey, why you are getting running after the girls? They say, Krishna went through hundreds of thousands of girls and we have four or five girls, what is the problem with that? Prabhupada is saying, yes, you want to become Gopijana Ballava also. But Krishna is Gopijana Ballava, but same time he is also Girivaradhari. He lifted Giri Govardhan, his small finger. And for you, forget about becoming Girivaradhari, lifting Giri Govardhan. Can you become a Tabuldhari? Pick up your table. That much you cannot do. And you want to become Gopijana Ballava. So there is big difference. That is big difference. That is justified. For Krishna it is justified. You see, Krishna can do that. Because all living entities, they are all the Swarup Shakti. They are justified. But here in our case it is not like that. But we are trying to imitate to Krishna. This is Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj used to say, be very careful. Don't try to imitate Krishna. If Krishna will do something, that is a leela. And you imitate, you will get kila. So don't try to imitate Krishna. So Krishna's pastimes are bona fide in this way, logically. And also, of course, their relationship, loving affairs does not take place or arises from the mode of passion. As our loving affairs here, which arises mode of goodness, passion or ignorance. But janma karma chame divyam, transcendental to the three modes of material nature. So in this way, parokya rasa is justified philosophically. And our Acharya saying, what is the greatness of this? All these gopis, Srimati Radharani, they all came from spiritual world. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kare Sa Parsada Sahadhama Siya Abhatai. When Krishna comes, he comes along with his abode, his dham he manifests here. He will not come to this material world. He will not touch material world. He comes with his abode. He comes with his own associates. Sa Parsada and Siya Dhamma Sahab. He brings them from there. And also, very fortunate living entities that are destined to join in this pastime, they also come. I told you in Raslila, how many gopis are there? 100 crores, right? 100 crores. How many people are living in this, in India? Population of India? What is the population of India? Any of you know? You are not in that world anymore. You are in other world now. Somebody told this morning, something 120 crores. Huh? 120 crores. So 120 crore people live in whole India. Where this 100 crore gopis came? Only in Vrindavan. Huh? So 100 crore gopis, they are not living in somebody's house and ran to the Raslila. Not necessarily, not all of them. They just manifest there. When Rasla takes place, Jhulan Jatra takes place, or some festival takes place in Vrindavan, it's not like that they have to order some pandal wala, you come set up the pandal, light wala, you come, that doesn't happen like that. Yogamaya just arranges things manifest, transformation of energy, no, as I told you, that happens. One day, I was seeing Bhagavatam book. Then I saw this picture of Vishnu lying in middle of the ocean, on the top of the serpent. Vishnu wearing very nice yellow silk cloth, the nice earrings, a nice necklace. And all of a sudden one thought come to my mind, a demoniac thought. How is it possible the Vishnu lying in the middle of the ocean? Where he got the silk cloth? Who brought this cloth? Mafatlal company brought some, and whose transportation brought it there? The necklace and all these earrings, which goldsmith built it, how that is transported? What is all these bogus things are making painting of these things? How can this happen? I was very bewildered for some time. Then I asked one brahmachari, but very interesting, brahmachari clarified me. The brahmachari said, Maharaj, there is no need of factory anything. The transformation of energy, it manifests all Sandhini Shakti. The Sandhini Shakti of Krishna manifests, make his shoe, his bed, his house, the energy transforms. So Vrindavan, Krishna's pastimes takes place like this. All these ladies, they just appear from previous incarnations. And all those fortunate spirit souls, they have desired that Krishna, we want to serve you in Madhur Ras. Krishna tells them, okay, you will wait. When I come as Krishna, all of you join there. So they are all stored in the storehouse. Just like in Dandakaranya, all the rishis, when Ramchandra was walking, all these rishis, they saw Ramchandra, oh, you are so beautiful. We want to get you as our husband. And Ramchandra, no, this incarnation only one wife, not many wives. So you come when I come as Krishna. Like this Rishicharis, Shrutichariz, and all these, they're waiting. They're blessed by Krishna. When the Naranarayan Rishi, she was doing tapasya, very severe austerities. Bhagavan came as Naranarayan Rishi. As you know, anybody will do severe austerities on our earthly planet, Indra become very scared. Indra thinks, oh, he's doing so severe austerity, he may take over my position. So what Indra will do, he will send few apsaras from there. No? Rambha, Menaka, you go dance and make them fall down. So Indra saw this Naranarayan Rishi doing very severe austerities. Then Indra he sent few apsaras, many apsaras, to chanting, dancing, no, to bewilder Narayana Rishi. Indra does not know who is this, he's Bhagavan. Then Narayana during tapasya, he opened his eyes. Then he saw this heavenly ladies dancing. Then Narayana Rishi realized, oh, Indra sent me to fall down. So Narayana Rishi, he caught his thigh. And from thigh, then so many beautiful ladies appeared from there. Very, very beautiful ladies appeared from there. And all these ladies came from the heaven. They look so ugly. In front of these beautiful ladies came from Narayana Rishi's body. Then Narayana Rishi called all of them and said, oh, Indra, he has sent you to make me fall down. Okay, you have done your job. So he picked up one most beautiful lady, Urvashi. And Narayana Rishi told all these heavenly ladies, you please take this Urvashi and tell Indra that Narayana Rishi has given this lady to you as a gift for you. So she left. All the apsaras, they left. But those ladies that appeared from Narayana Rishi, they stayed there. They said, what will you do now? We appeared from you. So we want to get you as our husband. Then Narayana said, hey, don't speak like this. I am sannyasi now. I cannot take any wife. You will wait when I come as Krishna that time. So like if you read Garga Sanghita, you will find few dozens of things are there like this. No? That they are all waiting in godown kept there. They all joined there. No? Satakoti Gopi, they are serving Krishna there. It's like this. Sir, what I was telling, they all come from the spiritual world. But in the spiritual world, Radharani is there, gopis are there, that eternal consort of Krishna. I am trying to tell you, explain you this Parakya Rasa. What is the speciality of this Parakya Rasa? Why Yogamaya is creating? What is its role, Parakya Rasa role, in spiritual realm, in the field of the Rasa, exchange of divine mellows? So, in spiritual world, Krishna is there, Radharani is there, all the gopis are there. But there, they understand that we are consort of Krishna. So when you know, he's my husband. When wife know he's my husband, she can develop loving relationship. That loving relationship can be very intense, but following some rules and regulations. We have to follow pati dharma, sati dharma, dish dharma, many rules and regulations. And you can have intimate relationship. You can get him very close also. So that is there. But Yogamaya, he arranged, and this is the speciality of Bhauma Lila of Krishna. What happens here, this Parakya Lila, Yogamaya arranges. As a result, all these things explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can read and understand this in a better way. Yogamaya, when Krishna comes here, Yogamaya arranges all these things. That Radharani will marry to Abhimanyu and all the gopis will marry to different boys. Of course, Maha Yashoda wanted Krishna to marry to Radharani, but Purnamasi stopped it. She stopped these things. She arranged all this marriage to repent. Of course, indirectly there are everybody know Radharani and gopis, they are not married to Krishna. But actually Krishna married to gopis and quite few times. Not one time. Quite few times. I read in one book that Abhimanyu marriage ceremony taking place with Radharani. That Krishna was a boy. Krishna started to cry. When he started to cry, his crying is not stopping. Then the ladies thought the marriage ceremony taking place there, so much drums and music are there. If you take this boy there, he will stop crying. Then boy was taken, then Radharani and Abhimanyu sitting on the marriage bedi. Then when Krishna went there, Krishna was crying and crying and crying. So Abhimanyu, his uncle, affectionately picked Krishna, put on his lap. So at the time came mantra, the Brahman is chanting mantra. At one point, and Abhimanyu and Radharani's hand has to be put like this. And that time Krishna was sitting on the lap of Abhimanyu, Krishna pulled Abhimanyu's hand, put his hand on Radharani's. So since then Krishna married to Radharani. Nobody understands these things. And as all of you know also, how Krishna married to Radharani, Bhandirivan, one day Nanda Maharaj took baby Krishna. He was going for grazing cows. He took the baby Krishna also with him. And all of a sudden, by the desire of Krishna, huge rain, cloud and thunderbolt came. So much wind. And Krishna became very scared, grabbing Nanda Maharaj's throat like this, you know, and crying. And then Nanda Maharaj thinks, what shall I do now? I have to take care of all the cows, heavy rain, small boy. And all of a sudden, Nanda Maharaj saw, far distance, everything is dark, cloud, so much dusty. One beautiful girl is coming, approaching, lady approaching. She came very close to Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj recognized she is Radharani. Oh, Radharani, you are here. Please take your Krishna. Please take care of him. So heavy rain is coming. Now I have to take care of these cows and calves. How can I help this boy? You please take care of me, him. But after some time, you must bring him back to Mother Yashoda. Don't keep him always with you. Then Radharani picked up the baby Krishna on her lap and she left. Just imagine Radharani picking Krishna, carrying Krishna as a baby Krishna. No? Very interesting. That's why Radharani includes all the rasas. In a Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsala is there. Santa has only Santa. Dasya has Santa and Dasya. Sakya has Santa, Dasya, Sakya. Vatsala has Santa, Dasya, Sakya and Vatsala. But Madhur has everything. Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsala and Madhur. But sometimes Radharani has to carry Krishna's baby also. So she carried Krishna's baby form far away to the bank of Yamuna. She saw a very beautiful kunja. At the doorstep she was entering, very nice flower bed is there. So she was carrying Krishna, and as soon as she reached at the gate, she saw Krishna disappeared. Where Krishna went? Then she found Krishna is lying in his Kishore form on the bed and smiling at her. It's a long story. Then how Radha Krishna was there, then Brahmaji came. Brahmaji arranged whole marriage also of Radharani and Krishna. Whole marriage, yajna, then going around the Brahma became the father of Radha. Brahma is doing tapasya. For long, long time he is doing tapasya to see and do this, perform these things for Radha and Krishna. Then Brahma personally came arranged this marriage, but nobody knew this. In Vrindavan, nobody knew this. Yogamaya kept hidden. How many times marriage? I will explain to you one after another. You count it, how many times marriage took place. Two times marriage. And third time, marriage also took place. As all of you know, Brahma Bimohan Lila. Brahma Bimohan Lila, how Brahma did not believe Krishna is God. Brahma did not believe. Sometimes I think, now people, they don't accept Krishna as God. What is big surprise? Brahma did not accept all Krishna is God. Indra did not accept Krishna is God. And that is the criteria of the Param Brahma. Mujjanti Jatasuraya. He will bewilder. He's such a bewildering personality. Nobody can understand him. And Brahma also got bewildered. Brahma saw Krishna going for grazing cows every day. And every day, Kamsa sending demons to kill Krishna. You know how many demons he sends? Three demons. One in morning, one in noon, one in evening. And Krishna goes for grazing cows. There's no need for Krishna for taking care of the cows, because cows, they never go away from Krishna. They stay next to Krishna. All he does, he just play and play and play. They play so much, they forget to eat. When to eat? Then every day Kamsa will send one demon. And Krishna will kill, then boys will remember, oh, now we have time to eat now. It was like a daily business like that. So that day, the Aghasur came, Krishna killed. All demigods appeared, they were very jubilant, oh, Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chandra ki jai, sprinkling flower, everything. The demigods, they left. And Brahma is sitting there to see what is going on. When Brahma saw Krishna eating from others' mouth, he said, how he can become God? Then he called all the demigods, had a meeting. He told all demigods, you guys are all cheated. This boy can't become God. So he wanted to test Krishna, hiding all his calves and cowherd boys. So then what Krishna did, he manifested from his own body, cowherd boy and all the calves. So Brahma came, saw here also, same thing, then went there, by 1 year's gone. And nobody knows. The calves, all the cowherd boys are expansion of Krishna, nobody knew. Even Balaram did not understand also this. Only after 1 year, when he realized, before all Brajavasis, all Brajagopis, they used to love very much Krishna. They used to love Krishna more than their own children. They love Krishna. And all cows, they love Krishna very much. But one day Balaram, he observed, why Brajavasis are not loving Krishna anymore? They love their own children very much. And one day Balaram saw their small calves and 1 year old calves. All the cows, instead of going to the small calf, they saw the old calves, 1 year old, they're running to them. So Balaram was a little bewildered. Some anomaly here, what is going on? Then he realized after some time, what has happened? All this whole year, all these cowherd boys, there are Krishna in every house. The cowherd boys were lying in the cave, sleeping there, and Krishna was there in every house. This time what Purnamasi did, she did a trick. She told all the Brajavasis, this year is the best year. Very nice lagna. This year, that time Balya Vibha must be there. This year, any girl you have, you arrange to marriage all the boys. So Brajavasis are very simple. So whatever Purnamasi says, they follow. So then they said, okay, so small girls, big girls, whatever girls they had, they gave marriage to all the boys that year. In every house, who is there? Krishna is there. So in this way, all these brother ladies, whom did they marry to? Whom did they marry to? To Krishna. So which number marriage is this? Number 3. So there are more descriptions. I will not go detailed. Within 2-3 sentences, I will just tell you what Shastra says. All the 16,108 special gopis of Vrindavan, actually they all appeared in Dwaraka. Chandravali appeared as Rukmani, Radharani appeared as Satyabhama, Lalita, Visakha, they all appeared in Dwaraka. There also marriage took place. And also Shastra explains in Gopal Champu that how Krishna finally once came back to Vrindavan. He came back to Vrindavan after killing all the demons. What? Who were the last two demons? Dantabakra and Sallo. No. Sallo. After killing, Krishna came back. Very nice description. I don't remember the whole story. Very nice description. So then Krishna came back. And Nanda Yashoda, Krishna came back, gave many gifts to all the Brajavasis, very happy, but Nanda Yashoda are not happy. Why are you not happy? I came back. And Nanda said, you came back, but you will go back again. Then Krishna said, no, I will not go back, I will stay here. So how can I believe you will stay, because your wives are there. Wherever your wife, you will go there. Then Krishna asked, then what do you want me to do? Then if you marry here, then we believe that you will stay here. Then he says, yes, I am ready to marry. Whom I should marry? Then all those girls were waiting to marry Krishna. Then Krishna said, okay, Purnamasi came, you will marry to all these girls. I am telling you the essence of these things. Then Purnamasi said to all the cowherd boys, this evening, you bring all the gopis, all the married gopis, to middle of the village. So that evening, all gopis came, gathered. Then all cowherd boys were there, Purnamasi was there, Radharani was brought, Krishna was there. Then Purnamasi asked, she was very dramatical way, she's asking, walking and asking, without looking at anybody, walking and asking, you have brought everybody here? All gopis are here? They said, yes, all gopis are here. Are you sure everybody here? Yes, everybody here. Then Purnamasi sent one person. Can you go to every house and check if all are here or not? I just want to check. Then somebody ran to every house. And she came back and said, no, no, they're all in their house. They're all in their, really? They're all in their house? Okay, bring them then. Bring all of them there here also. Then all of them, when they brought, all doubles were there. Two Radharanis, two Lalita, two Bisakhat, all two gopis doubles were there. So actually the whole story, at the end of the story, it was explained that how all these gopis, they married to all the Gopabalakas. They were there. But this answer of the Krishna's eternal consorts, that person was going to Rasalila. So in this way, when Krishna came back from Dwaraka, the whole description in scriptures, how Krishna again married to all these Brajagopis also. So many marriage ceremony took place. But our acharyas, they don't give importance to this because this took place in a very hidden way to maintain a bhava. What is that bhava? As I was describing to you, everybody know that you are my husband. So there is no obstacle. The one purpose of this parakya rasa is Yogamaya arranges, she creates a situation where there is many obstacles for Radharani and gopis to meet with Krishna. And that increases the loving attraction. So they have to overcome all these obstacles. That sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja, that has been established by the behavior of Srimati Radharani through this parakya rasa. That pati dharma, desa dharma, jati dharma, everything. So when with fear you go to meet with your loving object, that time the love becomes more enjoyable. Two things. Your love, which when love works under rules and regulation, then love becomes very minimized. When love is too much opulence, love becomes very much minimized. That's why Krishna saying that aishwarya sithila prema nahi mara priti. Prema becomes reduced when so much opulence is there. No? And so much rules and regulations. Love does not manifest to full extent. So that is the reason why Yogamaya is arranging this parakya rasa. So Radharani will feel, Krishna also will feel. Krishna does not understand Radharani is his eternal consort. He does not understand. He doesn't realize that. Radharani also doesn't realize. Radharani fully understands that she is wife of Abhimanyu. And all the social obstacles are there. And that fear has to be there within her heart. So that time, the love manifests to full extent. And with that fearful restrictions, this, that, when your beloved goes to meet with her lover, that time the full manifestation of loving relationship takes place. So that is why in absolute platform, Yogamaya she arranges all these things. It is not like that the loving relationship of with some ordinary boy and girl. The whole chemistry is there. Why all these things happening in Vrindavan? That's why it has been stated, Jaya Jaya Jolarasa Sarvarasa Sar Parakya Bhavejaha Brajate Prachar. Though we don't deal with the subject matter always, I'm just telling you because this is a chance to tell. No? So that we have some philosophical understand. Because our acharyas have put so much labor, so much hard work to explain all these things so that we can clear our mind. We can tell others if anybody has doubt with all these things. So in this way, that is what happens in spiritual world and material world. They have special pastimes of Krishna. So Krishna comes from spiritual world along with all his associates, Radharani, Nanda, Jasoda, Devaki, Vasudeva, all cowherd boys. They all belong to spiritual world. They come from there to here. Krishna will not take service from any living entity. Krishna will take any service from external energy, not from marginal energy like us also. We cannot serve Krishna. Krishna will not take any service from us. He will take service only from His Swarup Shakti. We cannot serve Krishna. No, we cannot serve Krishna. So that's why we have to understand the chemistry behind the whole philosophy and pastimes of Radharani and Gopis. Who is Radharani? Who are Gopis? And who is Krishna? Then we hear their exchanges, the loving exchanges between Radharani and Krishna. Then we can digest this. So just like Radharani, she is appearing in spiritual world. And same way also, why Radharani comes to this material world? Why Krishna comes to this material world? What is the reason? Any of you know what is the reason Krishna comes to this material world? What is the reason? All of you know, but you don't tell me. Why Krishna comes? Paritranaya sadhunang vinayasa duskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya. That is Krishna comes for? You are sure about this? For? To reciprocate. Prabhu saying some different reason. To attract conditioned souls, to reciprocate devotees. Bhagavan does not come for paritranaya sadhunang vinayasa. That is side effect. Anusanghika gauna karam. The main karan is, reason why he comes is, madbhakta vinadartham karami vividhakriya. I come to this material world to give pleasure to my devotees. Not to kill the demons. That is not my business, real business. To give pleasure to my devotees. Kunti Devi is saying, bhakti yoga vidhanartham katham pasyamhestriya. Oh Krishna, you are coming to give bhakti yoga. And Lord also saying, anugrahaya bhaktanam manusim dehamasritam bhajate tadrishakrida jasrutva tatparabhavet. The Lord incarnating in different incarnations, that He will exhibit His pastimes. And by hearing His sweet pastimes, people will be attracted to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the reason why Lord incarnates, Krishna incarnates. Krishna saying, sambhavami yuga yuga. He comes in every yuga. Does Krishna come in every yuga? Yes or no? Krishna comes every yuga? He is saying, sambhavami yuga yuga. You don't come in every yuga. He comes in one day of Brahma, in one kalpa, 1,000 chaturjog, he comes only once. But his incarnations comes. So his incarnations comes for all these reasons. To give bhakti yoga, so the people hear the pastimes. But why Krishna comes? What is his business? There must be something to do that other incarnations cannot do. Then only Swayam Bhagavan. He is Swayam Bhagavan, na? Ete chansa kalapunsa krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All incarnations coming, they are doing one job. But there has to be some job which no other incarnation can do, only Krishna can do. So what is that reason? What is that reason? Why Krishna comes? Paritranaya sadhuna vinashantu, that is external. To give bhakti yoga, to attract people, all these reasons you gave. That is good reasons for any incarnations to come. But why Krishna has to come? There must be something no other can do. So what is that reason? Any of you know? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has revealed the two reasons. Prema rasa nirjasa karite aswadana raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharana. I'm telling these things because they are related to all these Radharani's things. Premarasa nirjasa karite as two reasons. One reason is premarasa nirjasa karite aswadana. To test the essence of prema, mellows of prema, loving relationship. The essence of loving relationship is the parakya rasa. Premarasa nirjasa karite aswadana, that's one reason. To release the essence of loving relationship. And second reason is raga marga bhakti loke karite prasarana. That to preach, to make people understand about raga marga bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti and raga marga bhakti, the spontaneous loving relationship. For these two reasons, that no other incarnation can do this, only Krishna can do these things. So in this way, Krishna, he arranged, these are the cause. So just like he, these are the cause, paritranaya, sadhunang, vinyasa, some causes in this material world. Same way, this creates some cause in spiritual world also. Why Krishna has to come? Why Rama has to come? Why Vamana has to come? Purana describes what happens in spiritual world. That Lord takes excuse of that pastime to come to this material world. So this evening we'll discuss. This evening, Radharani Katha? Tomorrow morning, okay? So tomorrow morning we will continue from there. So I explain to you about Radharani's tattva, the purity of Radharani's love, and how Radharani appeared in spiritual world. Tomorrow I will start describing what the region was created in Golok Vrindavan. Radharani has to come, and how she appeared in different kalpa, how she appears on this earthly planet. Then we'll discuss few sweet pastimes of Srimati Radharani. Radharani ki, Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanande.